Adventures of Cy and Elmer. Been given just 5 minutes to leave a certain place or meet some terrible fate. That is just what has happened to Cy and Elmer. The two old correspondent school detectives have found themselves plunged into a deep mystery in the Punkinville Bank, and while trying to figure it out in the president's office, the telephone rings. A voice threatens the lives of the hayseed gumshoe experts if they do not leave the property and the case at once. Elmer has just dropped the phone and is turning to Cy as we look into the bank president's office.
Cy, did you hear what that fellow said?
How could I hear it, Elmer? You had the telephone, didn't you?
Yes, but I told you.
You never told me nothing. Nothing except that somebody on the other end of that line was going to do something awful to us if we didn't get out of the bank and leave this case.
Well, sakes alive, ain't that enough? Yeah. How much you got to be told anyhow?
Who was it talking?
Well, of course, I was just a little mite nervous, but I could swear it sounded like that city slicker who locked us up in their safety deposit vault.
Oh, how could it have been him? The train whistle was just a-blowing when he locked us in that vault, and then he run for his train.
Yes, don't mean nothing. How do you know he took the train at all?
Yeah, but after he robbed the bank, Elmer, he'd get out of town.
Well, for goodness sake, Cy, how do you know he robbed the bank?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he called us up by long distance from some other town.
Uh-huh. Then how did he know we would be in the president's office to answer the phone?
Say, what are you asking me all of these questions for? Everybody'd think I robbed the darn bank.
Well, Cy, I ain't accusing you yet.
Huh?
But the book says to leave no stone unturned.
Well, I ain't no stone. And I don't need no turning. Hey, Elmer.
What?
There's a funny little noise coming out of that telephone right where you dropped it. Eh? See what this?
I've seen all I want here, that phone. Suppose you try it.
Well, all right. Hello? I said, hello. Eh? What's that? Oh. Well, you needn't be so snippy about it, young lady.
What was it, Cy?
That telephone gal wanted to know who the darn fool feller was that left the receiver off. I never told her, Elmer.
Huh?
No, I didn't want her to know how dumb my partner was.
Why, did gum you ruin your hide, Cy Perkins? If it wasn't for my brains, you wouldn't know enough to eat when you're hungry.
Oh, quit the fighting at me. Figure out what we're going to tell the sheriff.
Now, looky here, Cy. We ain't going to tell him nothing.
Huh?
Even if Mr. Brown is president of this bank, he ain't got no right to bring in just a common, ordinary, everyday sheriff to spoil our clues for us.
Elmer, they're coming now.
Well, boys, here's the sheriff. Oh, sorry to keep you waiting, but we've been looking around the bank with Mr. Brown. Now, I'll leave you and get on back to the store.
How do, boys? Steve tells me you're detectives now. Seems to me that milking cows was your last job, or was it whittling in front of Steve's store?
Say, our last job ain't got nothing to do with it.
Bet your life it ain't. Bet your boots it ain't. Our job is detecting, Sheriff, and we don't aim to have our case spoiled by outsiders,
yeah,
either.
That's about how it is, Sheriff.
Well, now, there ain't no cause to get all head up about it. As sheriff of this here county, it's my job to take charge of the case.
Yeah.
But you boys are welcome to follow me around and learn how it's done. That is, provided you don't shine your 10 stars in my eyes or shoot off them pop guns.
Well, go right ahead and have a good time. We'll have ours, too.
Yes, you bet your life. You're late, Sheriff. Me and Si's got all the clues now anyway.
Yeah, nothing gets past our eagle eyes.
So, you dug up some clues, have you? Well, what are they?
Elmer, will we tell him?
Oh, I guess so, Si. Maybe he was a smart fella before he got to be sheriff. Can't tell a speck about it. Yes, help him out. What do you say? Looks like he might need it.
Yeah, all right. What do you want to know?
Well, Mr. Brown says you saw a stranger enter the bank about the time the crime was committed.
What crime?
Murdering the cashier and robbing the bank.
Oh, how do you know he was murdered?
Yes, he's gone now, ain't he? And murdered men don't walk much, do they?
And Mr. Brown says nothing was took out of the bank. So there ain't no robbery. And if they ain't...
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. One thing at a time here. Now, you saw a stranger enter the bank, didn't you?
Yeah. We saw that, all right.
Yeah, well, did he enter it surreptitiously?
Did he, Henry?
Did he enter the bank surreptitiously?
Did he, Henry?
No, I don't see that he did. He was walking.
Yeah, he was walking.
Well, what did he look like?
Was he a tall fella?
Well, he wasn't so tall, Si. He was sort of short.
Was not. He was taller than any of us. And he was wearing a blue suit.
Certainly was not, Si Perkins. It was a gray suit.
Well, he was wearing a suit. And a derby hat.
Oh, Si, for goodness sake, it was not a derby. It was a black felt hat.
Well, I knowed he had a hat on.
Ah, that's fine. Now we're getting someplace.
Yeah.
Did you see his face?
Of course we seen his face. He was a nice-looking young feller. Clean-shave and young. A good-looking boy.
Why, Si, nothing like it. He was ugly as a mud fence, with about a 2 days' growth of stubble on his face and... Well, about middle age.
He was wearing a pair of brown shoes with gray gaiters.
Oh, your eyes is ailing you, Si. He had on black shoes.
And he was carrying one of them skinny little canes, you know, a walking stick.
That was an umbrella, you darned old fool.
And he was a right friendly and pleasant young feller. And
he was not. Grouchiest old cahoot I ever seen in my life.
Well, I guess we've about described him to you, ain't we?
Well, I should say you have. And now that you're all through describing him, could any one of you tell me what he looked like?
Well, I'll tell you, Sheriff. When he showed us his star...
It weren't no star, it was a badge.
Sheriff, can you come here a minute?
What is it, Steve?
Mr. Brown wants to see you about something.
Coming right now. And while I'm gone... You boys get together and make up your minds what this crook looked like.
And what do you think of the sheriff by now, Elmer?
Si Perkins, I'd rather shake hands with a rattlesnake than have that fitter send me one little measly postcard.
And I'm glad we agree on that. But why didn't you agree with me about what the feller looked like?
Because I want to mix the sheriff all up so we can find the feller and rest him ourselves.
You're mighty smart, Elmer.
Smartest feller in this here town. What's more, I got another smart idea right now.
I bet it means trouble for me, then.
Well, don't.
Well, what is it?
Well, now listen. Si, we got to work fast.
Yeah?
We never seen that city feller in the main part of the bank at all, did we?
No. Not a sign of him.
I say we didn't.
No.
All we ever did see of him, Si, was his shadow on the glass. Right here in the president's office.
That's a fact, Elmer.
And our chances for finding clues about him is better... Right here in this little room, right here in this president's office.
Yeah.
Then out in the main part of the bank.
What can we do now?
Start looking for clues. You darn old fool. I've been talking clues to you for the last hour.
Yeah.
And what's more, look sharp so Mr. Brown, the sheriff, don't catch us.
Well, we could look in all the drawers of the desk.
See, now, careful. Don't leave none of your fingerprints on anything you touch, remember?
How can I help it?
Well, our detecting book says to always wear gloves when touching anything at the scene of the crime.
Elmer Peabody, you know I ain't got no gloves.
Yeah, that's right. Well, wrap your bandana around your handy.
All right, good idea. Here we go.
Now, look here, Si. I look on the floor and in the wastebasket. What was that? Si, what was that?
I slammed the drawer shut.
Well, be quiet. Be quiet, will you? That darn old sheriff will be coming back here and spoil everything for us.
Yeah, there don't seem to be nothing suspicious looking in none of them desk drawers.
No, not a thing. My goodness sakes, I can't find a scrap of nothing on the floor neither.
It looks like we're stuck, Elmer. stuck without any clue.
Yes, well, any time we get stuck, it's too bad. Wait a minute. Where's that little door over there first?
Little door over where?
Over there in the corner. Can't you see nothing unless it's pointed?
Yeah, I do now, but I never seen it before.
Yeah, you're some detective, ain't you? Some detective.
What's
your never matter? Seen a door.
Yeah.
See plenty of windows when you can run out and jump out of them. You see it now, don't you?
Yeah, I can see it, Elmer. Just as plain.
Well, don't stand there and look at it. It ain't going to do no tricks for you. What do you want it to do? Jump through a hoop or something?
Oh, Elmer, great.
Get it open. But open it carefully. Don't leave no fingerprints on the door now.
All right. Just as easy as I can, Elmer. There she is.
Yeah, they got to open it last. Why? Say, that's just a little closet for overcoats and such. My, pretty full, ain't it?
Yeah, Mr. Brown's a rich man.
Bet he is.
I guess he's got clothes here and to home both.
Looks like it. What do all say, anyway? Say, now be sure you look sharp, Si.
Well, I'm looking, but there's just clothes hanging up and...
What is it? What's the matter, Si? What is it?
Say,
will you quit making noises like a fish or something like that and say something? What's making you look so pale? Si Perkins, don't you faint on me again now. I'm telling if you do.
Elmer.
Well, what's the matter? What's the matter? What are you staring at?
Elmer, keep quiet a minute, will you?
I'm keeping.
Look what's standing behind them clothes.
Wait, behind what clothes?
Right there in that little clothes closet.
What?
Look, Elmer, look. Standing right behind them clothes.
What? Si, it looks like... Si, it is. That dead cashier. Si, we better get out of here. Si, where are you? Well, darned if he ain't gone already.
Nobody had to tell Si to leave that spot, and Elmer is not far behind. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.